Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at BJGeekNation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm Attorney Travis Gagné. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. John Mulaney hosted Saturday Night Live this weekend, and during his monologue, he talked about an intervention his friend staged for his drug use.
When I walked into my intervention, I knew right away that it was an intervention. Do you know how bad of a drug problem you have to have if when you open a door and see people gathered, your first thought is, this is probably an intervention about my drug problem. There's no other reason people would be behind a door. I walked in, there were six of my friends in New York in person, and six of my friends over Zoom from LA. And you may be thinking, hey, if that was me, I would have been like, if you're so worried about me, how come you didn't fly in? Don't worry, I said that several times. I rang that bell as often as possible.
That's awesome.
What a weird thing that's the world we're in now, though. Like, an intervention could be done over Zoom.
Yeah.
I just hit mute and leave.
Right? Yeah. You put the background as you, like just a different picture of you, and be like, bye, guys.
Or just troll them. I know making light of obviously a serious thing, but I just put different types of drugs in the background.
That guy?
I mean, you might as well, if you're going to have to deal with the intervention, you might as well have some fun with it while you're at it.
Wow.
And not me. Like, I would be the person that they're intervening with. I wouldn't troll the person that has a drug problem. Like, if I was the person with the drug problem, I would troll my friends.
That's like, damn, dude.
That would be, no, you're right. That would be very callous.
I like the other way I was thinking about it, where he just looks at all the Zoom screens. And it's like, you're telling me to quit drugs, and yet you've got all sorts of booze, everything over. Thanks, guys.
All of our backgrounds are the drugs that you're dealing with. Yeah, that would be terrible.
Yeah. In a way, sometimes, though, who knows, man? You know, whatever you got to do to get through to your people who have issues, because obviously, denial is the biggest thing, and I'm happy that John Mulaney is able to joke about it. That means he's on the other side.
Yeah,
yeah, and that's good news, man. Because you know the big problem is you will not admit you do have it, and you'll say all these people are crazy who decided to take a day out of their lives to be in your apartment. I mean, that's the thing I think I would get. I would be like, wow, I know how busy you are. I know there's no way you'd want to be here doing this because you have so much other going. That would be the wake-up call for me, because people are so busy and you're all together in one place. I'd have to admit something's wrong with me.
Yeah.
I'd have to. You know, I mean, it's like, because none of you want to hang out with me. So the fact that you'd be in my place.
Well, if there's food involved, then I'm more in down.
Oh,
all right.
We're having an intervention at my favorite Indian food place, BJ.
Yeah, that's right. We got to go to Puyallup. We got to go to Karma Indian. Then I will have BJ's intervention. I'll be there for it.
Has anyone ever been a part of an intervention?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
Not a serious one.
Yeah.
Yeah, joking ones. Or, yeah, I'm trying to think. I think we had like a group of us maybe at a bar trying to tell her. No, not that kind of intervention, obviously.
How great would that be? We decided to go to your favorite place to tell you to stop drinking at Jimmy's Bar.
We're at Buffalo Wild Wings, all crushing beers. We're like, dude, you got a drinking problem.
Yeah, you do.
No, I remember one time being at a bar and being like, all of us thought that the person they were in a relationship with was not the right person for them, and we all felt that we needed to say something. And that's very rare, but it was just a very abusive relationship. And we're just like, dude, what are you doing? At some point, you just got to – this is not good for you. Don't – get out now while you can before you get married and have kids.
Yeah, if you've got a group of people telling you that, it's one thing if like a couple, one or whatever, says, I don't like your girlfriend, boyfriend, but – man, if like all your friends get together and have and pull that move, Steve, like a relationship intervention, you gotta think like what the hell. But there are people that will just, and I, one of them, would be like, they're all crazy. It ain't me.
Yeah. And I would always worry about that too. Is like getting together and doing something like that for a friend is that they're just gonna like think the worst in you and be like, oh, you just, she's great. I don't want to talk to you anymore. Yeah. And I was like, it's not worth it. I don't care if you.
We're fortunate in a situation where the buddy that we knew would take it well. You know what I mean? Like, there's certain, granted, we also got him a few drinks, so that helps, and some chicken wings. But
and now you have to have another intervention because that started his drinking problem.
But, like, you know, where you're like, okay, like, I know he knows we're coming from a place of caring. And, like, we all even were just like, look, if you want to stick with her, we're still your homies. Like, we're still your friends, but, like, we just don't think it's very healthy for you.
Yeah.
And, I mean, and eventually they did end up not. They got married and they've been happy ever since, and we never hear. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, that would be good.
They eventually did end.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, it's one thing when it's a whole group because, I mean, Steve, you've proven it. I mean, science said that once you get out of a relationship, you should never just dive into one. And I remember I told you that and you said, blank you. And now that woman's your wife and you're happily married to her.
Yeah, so, suck it. It was the worst intervention ever.
Yeah, it was an intervention of one. Nobody else had my back on that, by the way.
Wouldn't that be the saddest intervention if you showed up somewhere and there's just one of your friends like, look, everyone else thinks you're totally fine. Yeah. I think you have a problem. Yeah.
So we need to intervene on this intervention.
Oh, man.
So it's a BJ's intervention would end up being a board game. The only way he would agree to do it is if you guys stuck with him to the end of the game and let him win.
Oh. Yeah, but I will tell you this, though. If you guys said you all wanted to play board games with me like the whole show, I would say something is up. This because that's something none of you really want. Yeah, Danny's done it a couple times, maybe once. Rev, he won't unless I drive to his house and play a game he wants to play, and even then he probably won't do it. Vicky has been promising to have a board game party at her house, but you notice it hasn't happened, so she's blaming the COVID. But so if you all got together, I would think something was up in a heartbeat.
Especially if I showed up.
Right.
Especially you. Yeah.
I'd be like, wait, Steve's playing a board game? What are you guys doing to me?
Yeah, what's going on? What's happening? What am I getting punked? What's going on over here? So they did a survey on eating habits, and they asked a lot of cool questions about food preferences. And what they asked is a big one about chili. And so I'm just going to ask you folks, man, chili, with or without beans? What do you think?
With. Without.
What?
Nope.
It's like the main, like,
the worst part
of chili.
Yeah, no.
I'm fine either way as long as there's meat in it.
Yeah. All it needs is the meat. The beans can go away.
But that's a tough sell when your wife's vegan, though. When you're like, she's like, I'm making some chili. I'm like, where's the ground beef? And she's like, go to a restaurant.
If I'm not mistaken, and look, we've come to appreciate chili with beans, but it was the poor man's chili because beans were never meant to be in there. I think it was just the sauce and the meat, and then the beans were for people who didn't have meat. If I remember reading that correctly, is that chili was just the meat.
Yeah.
And then they threw beans in there because, you know, they didn't have a lot of money and beans were cheaper.
I'd eat chili way more if I was getting chili with meat.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I want meat.
Yeah. When I was a kid, my mom, that was like a meal, but it was different. So she'd make like a chili or a meat chili, but then she'd put it over pinto beans. So it was like, and then you couldn't like mix it all together, but she never made the beans. And so that's why I never liked the beans in it. I was like, no, I just want the chili. The chili's delicious.
Chili with just beans feels like a soup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a thick soup at least.
Yeah. It's like baked bean soup. And I like it over rice, Danny. I like the chili, but you throw it over a nice rice like that.
Interesting.
I'm not opposed.
Yeah,
I really like anything with rice at this point.
Yeah, so. That's a good point. Because it reminds me, I mean, when you think about it, we go to Indian Thai, don't we get the rice? And we throw all of our saucy mixtures on top of it. I mean, chili seems to me a perfect place to put on rice. I mean, there you go. Let's do it. All right, so we're all in agreement on that.
Okay.
All right, so They ask people, do you prefer salmon that is cooked, or do you like lox, which is cured with salt, or raw, as you get it with sushi?
Lox.
All of the above.
Well, what do you prefer if you could only
sushi.
Have one today?
Sushi. Definitely. If I could have sushi. One today, oh, wow. It would be sushi, yeah.
Salmon, I never, until I had it at sushi, I always loved salmon, but when I had it as a raw, like with sushi, I was like, this is the most delicious thing I've ever had. Like, I'm upset. Like, if you go anywhere to a sushi restaurant with me, I'm going to look, I just look at the menu until I see something that has a bunch of salmon in it. And that's the role that I get. And then, like, well, the salmon nigiris, I'm obsessed with that.
Listen, you and Rev and Vicky, I'm sorry, but people, you're in the minority. Now, Danny is in the super minority.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a hot minute since I've had bagel with lox.
See, and
yeah,
that's same. That's, down, yeah. That's my go-to. Anytime,
it's good.
Anytime I go to a bagel, like any bagel place, I'm just like, you know what? Give me the lox. I
feel badly because you guys are bad Pacific Northwesterners. I mean, cooked salmon. I mean, that's one of our signature pieces up here.
I will say that salmon on the Traeger is delicious.
Yeah, it really is.
That's right, why I said all of the above, man. I love all types of salmon.
Yeah, you, no doubt about it. You get, but I actually do. I do love cooked salmon, and there's all other kinds of sushi I can get. So I would, if I had the choice, I'd go, yeah, you give me that cooked salmon anytime.
Where do you put smoked salmon on this list?
See, that's a hard thing, too, because it is cooked. It's smoked. Wow.
I feel like it's case by case, man. I've had some bad smoked salmon.
Yeah. I think I'd like it grilled. Yeah.
Or they what I'm talking about, like that old, like not that's not like you smoked like in a Traeger, kind of like the smoked like in a packaging,
like the candy almost.
Yeah. Like, yes, you know what I mean? Like you get like with like those like cheese and meat baskets, and they also
smoked. That's not horrible.
Yeah, all the ones
that
are gift bags that are at the airport.
It's been ruined because somebody bought one of those at the airport and pulled it open at the gate and was eating it with his hands in front of all of us.
Okay, that's gnarly.
And it stank up the entire gate area.
I was hungry, and that was the only thing I had available.
You didn't even bother to get a fork, Steve. It was just with your hands. Blah blah blah.
Steve. Unbelievable.
You monster.
All right, chicken wings.
We're not talking about boneless, are we?
Oh, yes, we are.
Give me them chicken nuggies.
No. Yeah, buddy. Chicken wings or boneless chicken wings?
Bone in.
Bone out.
Bone out.
Bone out.
Give me all the bone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the other ones aren't even chicken wings. No, they're chicken nuggets.
Yeah. And I'm fine with that.
I love nuggets, too, but I'm not going to lie to you and call them chicken wings.
This is let me see. This is an official study that was published somewhere. Therefore, they're boneless wings. It's actually right down the middle for people. 35% said, yeah, give me the bone, like Steve. And 34% like Rev, myself, and Vicky. No bone for us, thank you. And then the people that don't care, I really don't. I think they just ought to say, you get the death penalty if you don't participate in this survey. Come up.
But are they saying
answer.
They don't care in a sense of, like, if all of a sudden Buffalo Wild Wings called us today and just said, hey, we're dropping off some chicken wings. What kind do you want? I mean, I don't care. And if they showed up with the boneless ones, I'd eat the living hell out of them.
And if there were just bone-in ones that they just had, I would eat those too.
I feel like, I mean, I don't know, you're doing a survey. And if you're the don't care guy, why do I want to talk to you? You know what I mean?
They should
I
hang up
know.
On them, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, you know, or maybe they're trolling the people on the phones going, I don't care, I don't care. Just seeing how long the person will stay with
it's
them.
It's like when you take a survey and just put neutral on all of them.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not helping. I know.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Well, there's been a debate over the years. A big one. Who would win in a fight? Rocky or Rambo? And finally, Sylvester Stallone said, you know what, I'm gonna weigh in on this. He did this on Instagram, and his answer, well, to some people, not much of an answer. First he said, quote, if it's two men meeting in the street and going at each other with no rules, I believe the outcome would be, if the fighters were to remain upright, Rocky would prevail.
Okay, all right.
He said his body punches and right hooks would eventually beat Rambo. If the fight goes to the ground, Rambo will prevail in a bloody, brutal fight to the end.
Which, yeah, see, I don't think there's going to be any rules. If Rambo's involved...
I don't know what he means with the fight goes to the ground.
Like if they go to the floor, if they're like wrestling on the
ground. Oh, he thinks Rambo would win. So he thinks Rambo would win a wrestling match, huh?
I guess. I mean, I'm thinking like if it's going to be like a boxing fight, then I think he's saying Rocky's going to win. But if it turns into an MMA battle, then Rambo's going to win.
Oh, okay.
Just maybe he just hasn't any faith in Rocky's ground game.
And then he said, rethinking the scenario, I believe that upon initial contact, since they will not be in the ring but fighting outside, basically a street fight, Rocky would land the first five or six blows.
How high says, is Sylvester Stallone at this very moment?
He must be.
This is a stoner conversation with himself on Instagram. Yeah.
And he's like, so Rocky gets the first five or six shots in, but if that doesn't incapacitate Rambo, which I don't think he will unless he's caught clean, Rambo's skill set will definitely be in full display. Oh, he will be a dirty fighter, you know, which, you know, there is something to be said about somebody who just has got the killer instinct, like the brutal savage, like almost an animal, which, you know, Rambo seems to be more the animal than Rocky.
Yeah. I mean, like, look, I'm more of a Rocky fan than Rambo, but I mean, I'd be an idiot to think that Rambo's going to lose this battle. Rambo's going to cheat to win.
Yeah, basically.
He doesn't care.
Yeah.
Rocky's, you know, Mr., like, you know, I'm doing this because I'm trying to be respected. And Rambo's like, I'm not killing you.
Wow. What a great impression.
I don't know. Yeah. I do like the picture that he posted with this blurb where he's explaining it. It's like just a straight up, like, fight poster, a showdown of the legends. Rocky, the Italian Stallion, Balboa versus John, Lone Wolf, Rambo.
Yeah, he really doesn't give us an answer.
No. He doesn't want to pick one of his children.
No, I can't blame him, I suppose. Yeah, I mean, if it depending upon the circumstances, you know, and that's Rambo not having any guns or anything or any knives on him. You know Rambo's going to have a weapon on him.
I don't even think he needs a weapon.
Yeah, he doesn't need one, but he'll have one.
You're right. He'll have that awesome knife that I had as a kid.
Yeah. I mean, you know, all the...
You had that knife?
Yeah, that was a bit... I begged my parents. They got my brother and I that knife that, like, you could, like... It almost had, like... It screwed out... Like, the handle was hollowed out so you could unscrew it, and there was, like, you know, a sewing needle.
Yeah, and, fishing line. Yeah, and, like, the compass on the bulb.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, dude, yes. I remember those.
It had the compass on the bottom of the handle, yeah. And, which is odd, though. Parents are just giving their children a knife.
That is odd, especially when, if they know the motivation. Well, yeah, like one of the best killers ever. He got that knife. Yeah,
and we did nothing fun with the thing. Like, we just, like, hang out in our room and hold it like we're Rambo. But, like, there was nothing to do.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Are you going to take it out to the streets of New York? I mean, that's not going to end well.
Well, we knew that if we stabbed anything with it in the house, we were going to get it taken away from us. So we would just, like, look at it and unscrew it and take things out, put it back in, and be like, this is cool.
Yeah. And then, okay, we're done.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It was the dumbest gift.
Ah, you know, when you think of some of the gifts back in the old days that we were given and things that we were allowed to play with, now I know why CPS is in full force.
What if we, I'm trying to think of like what Schwarzenegger character we could throw into the mix. We can't do Terminator because that's just an unfair fight.
Yeah.
Predator?
Predator, yes. Great pick, Rev.
Besides being muscular, did Conan have anything going on? I mean,
he was a barbarian.
He had a sword.
Yeah, yeah. He sliced people in half with it and stuff.
I don't know if he was like supernatural powers or anything.
That's what I mean. So I think Conan deserves to be in the mix versus the Predator guy. You know, whatever he was, and get to the chopper.
Man, I feel like it would end up being between Rambo and the Predator guy.
And don't forget Total Recall.
This guy's in space. That doesn't count.
No, but I mean, he's still a regular guy.
Predator's an alien. He's from space.
Predator was an alien, but not Schwarzenegger wasn't from space.
That's true. Are we talking about Schwarzenegger's characters? Yes. Predator wasn't even Schwarzenegger.
Right. The character that Schwarzenegger played in Predator.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I was thinking actual Predator.
I was actually thinking the character he played in Total Recall. He's just a regular. He's in space, but he's a regular guy. Steve.
Yeah,
he doesn't have
just
any powers
regular
either.
Dude, yeah.
Oh, okay, my bad. I never really watched it. So.
Yeah. Or the guy with the repet when he, you know, when he's running around in that movie, The Ninth, Eighth Day, whatever. He's a regular guy in that too. It's sort of like every Arnold movie, he's pretty much a regular guy except Terminator. So it's like, which Arnold, even Kindergarten Cop probably could beat himself up.
Someone said, what if we throw John Wick into this as well?
Oh. That's not fair.
What are you talking about?
Well, John Wick just wins every time.
But he's got guns. John Wick, without guns, what would John Wick do?
I don't know. It all depends on who's nicest to John Wick's dog. I feel like that person has the advantage.
Oh, true.
Yeah, I agree. And at the same time, though, I mean, we're talking muscle. I mean, Rocky, he could kill John Wick, but John Wick probably has tons of guns stashed everywhere.
So it's a, don't forget the commando character for Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's right. Yeah.
I've never seen any of these movies.
None.
Dude.
I have no idea what's happening right now.
I don't blame you. I'm just saying names at this point to you.
Yeah. Well, does Danny doesn't... no, but, all right, Jack from Titanic. He's tough, isn't he?
Yeah, he would win.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Him versus a door. He lost.
Yeah, him versus water.
He did lose against the door and water.
And ice.
Yeah. I've never seen anybody lose and then give a gift on the way down. I'm drowning. Aww. Here's a gift. Yeah, here you go.
Of course. I mean, none of them would win if Steven Seagal's Under Siege character showed up.
Yeah. I just found one for Danny, though, and it involves my two Jacks. Jack Skellington or Jack from Titanic? Who would win in a fight? Two of Danny's favorite movies.
Jack from Skellington. Or Jack Skellington.
Jack from Skellington.
He's already a bones.
Yeah, there you go. But he's made of bones, though, Danny, so he's pretty fragile. He's got like
that
no
means
muscle.
His punches are hard.
Yeah, he can pull out his rib and smack him over the head.
There is that, yeah. Okay.
Also, I say, what if you throw in the kindergarten cop? I feel like he's going to beat them all.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh.
What and what does he do?
Jeez.
I suppose out of, he's that's the winner right there. Oh, man. You know, there's a whole generation of people that actually got to watch good movies and not those.
Yeah, you missed out on all this awesome stuff.
Yeah. Well, there's probably a reason for that.
Yeah. Man, Sylvester Stallone, you should have given us that's such a non-answer. I do like at the end, he says the final result is neither man will ever be the same.
Well, yeah, like you said, how's he going to pick his own children? He's going to piss somebody off.
I feel like if he could pick Rocky.
I mean,
that's what made him rich.
See, to me, Rambo is the man. You pick Rocky, and I have no respect for you. Rambo's the man.
The problem with Rambo is that it started off as kind of just like that lone wolf story of just the one guy out in the Pacific Northwest, and then it turned into him like taking on the entire Mexican cartel.
Yes,
like I mean,
fantastic.
The way it ramps, there's no way
realistic.
There's no way Rocky's beating Rambo ever.
He's like the equivalent of the Fast and the Furious. Franchise.
Yeah,
he goes
exactly.
From street racing to flying into outer space. It's just as believable.
Yeah.
We live in 2022. Why can't we make this happen?
What's that?
The two guys fighting each other.
I'm sure we could.
You know what I mean?
Danny doesn't simulate know their names. We've been talking all morning.
The two
he can't
guys,
even tell you their
know?
Names. Those two
know.
Guys. The guy with the bow and then the guy with the key.
You're right. There's got to be somebody in like a video game place around here that could like develop two fighting characters.
Oh, you deep fake it, Steve.
Well,
like they do in the, like they've been doing with Luke Skywalker, where they just do deep fakes and they put his face on some guy's body. So get two muscular dudes.
But that's not the same.
Here's the deal. Rambo was downloadable content for one of the new Mortal Kombat games.
Oh, was
all
he?
All they got to do is put Rocky in there and boom, you've got a whole thing right there.
All
right.
Give them all the attributes that they're best at, like whatever it is. Like, you know, they could do that research. We don't need to. But, create the character based off of all those attributes and then put them into like a computer system. Simulated fight.
Yeah, if Mike Tyson can fight a shark for Shark Week, I think this could happen.
You're right.
Oh, I see. You want it statistically done, Steve, like they do with like the Super Bowl. You want it to have it plug all the realistic facts as possible. How would it go?
Yes.
I'm thinking more like Rev. I want them to be like have finishing moves and babalities. I want all of that.
Fatality.
Yeah.
I would watch that video.
Yeah, all day long.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Even Danny might watch it. He won't know who he's watching, but he'd watch it.
I want to see a fight, though.
Who doesn't?
I want to see a fight, though. Well, then let's get the Golden Girls. Let's put all their data in there. Let's make this happen.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yes. Right. I think B. Arthur's character will.
Let's see. I mean,
Dorothy. Dorothy would whoop everyone's ass.
Dorothy would kick Rocky's ass.
Yeah, I think, Sophia's character is like, she's got that those mean words that hurt.
Blanche would just, I'd say she'd F him up, but in a different way.
Oh, yeah.
She would try, Blanche.
She'd probably be the first to lose because she was just like, you know, hurting from the night before out with the fellas.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. So she didn't really like, you know.
Well, maybe those are the fellas she was out with, Steve. You know what they say? You really should, save yourself up if you're fighting. And so if she pretty much, Maybe she and Dorothy have a little, you know, cahoots thing where she's like, you tire him out, Blanche, and then I'll beat the hell out of him tomorrow.
Are we really doing this?
I feel like we're just blowing this great idea. Like, we need to make our own video game, and it's like called, like, the Pop Culture Wars. And it's just, we take all these pop culture icons, and they're just like, it's like Mortal Kombat, but you pick, like, I could have Alf.
There's a company that's kind of done it, Steve. Funko, they've made board games like that, and they had the Golden Girls as characters.
So video games.
That's what I'm saying. But it's been done, is what I'm saying.
Celebrity Deathmatch was a thing too.
It's kind of like that. Yeah.
We do that. It's a video game. I guess.
Yeah, I'd say we go to Funko and say, let's go make this a video game.
They'd be like, we'll have to charge $500 for the game to cover all the licensing fees.
Yeah, well, they'll figure that out, right? That's Funko's situation. They're a big company.
Yeah, it's their problem.
Yeah. Oh, again, we come up with the idea, Steve, but it's not up for us to pay for these things.
Like, if Vicky from Small Wonder could take on the Terminator, how awesome would that be?
That would be interesting, actually.
That would be interesting. They're both robots.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Johnny number 5 shows up.
Oh, Johnny 5? All right. Okay, there you go.
Let's get short circuit.
Yeah, and don't forget Chappie, because we talked to the guy, so that's why I like Chappie. Remember him?
Oh, yeah. What was that movie called?
Chappie.
What was that movie called?
Brilliant.
And there is...
I thought it was called, like, District 7 or
no,
something.
District 9 was the other one the same guy did.
Yeah,
you're right.
See?
Right. I was tracking. You were almost there.
You know what? You really made it happen. You really did.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. How long is a bankruptcy going to affect my credit rating?
Of course, most of the time, by the time we're talking about filing a bankruptcy, the credit has already taken a huge hit. Chapter 7 is going to affect it more negatively than Chapter 13. Chapter 7 stays on your credit report for 10 years from the time you file. It usually takes 7 or 8 years for your credit scores to get back into the normal range in a Chapter 7 case. However, your credit will start to recover even in Chapter 7 after about a year. You'll be able to get credit again right away, usually before your case is even over. Chapter 13 stays on your credit report for 7 years and usually takes about 3 or 3.5 years for your credit to get back in the normal range. So Chapter 13 will mean your credit gets better much more rapidly.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.